Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine Mays. Oh my, that was fun. Channel panel, welcome everybody. Today is Thursday, August 18th, day 5 of our week of a show of unity. We continue tonight with a program every day this week at 7 o'clock. As a support for each other around the world during our individual missions and raising energies to add to the building energies, launching the prosperity programs, and much, much more, which we'll hear more about tonight. Tonight we're joined by our loving brothers, Archangel Michael and Sananda, to talk about what's next with a story of humanity, a little understanding about our roles, and an offering of loving help to soothe our jangled nerves. So we're going to build our pillars with our eyes open tonight. Some of you may already do this, but for those of you who normally close your eyes in meditation with your pillars, we're going to try something new. So eyes wide open. We're going to practice walking around in daily lives with our awareness of our pillars all the time. So with your eyes open, take a deep breath and come into conscious awareness of the beautiful sparkling blue diamond in your mind, the loving pink diamond in your heart, and your white diamond in your solar plexus. Light them all up, sparkling, bright, and shining, and see your pillar of light that connects and runs through all three of these beautiful diamonds that makes up your individual pillar of light. Send your love and light down into the core of Mother Earth and feel her love coming right up through your feet. Reach your love and light up through your crown chakra and grab hands with Mother and Father God and feel their love and adoring energy pouring right down through your pillar. Fill up every cell with this beautiful light and see it expanding around you, protecting, loving, conscious energy. And then with your breath, expand this and join with all your light worker family around the world and with all your teams that are here in the room with you, loving you, cheering you on. And with that, we are one. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad we're together. Hi, Catherine. Hey, Christine. How are y'all tonight?
Hi, Meg. We're good.
Hello.
Hi, Meg. Good. Hi, everybody. I'm good, too. It's been intense around here as we're all real quick transmuting report for everybody out there because everybody on this call is working hard. Well, first of all, my excitement has moved from just volcano to just deep cellular knowing excitement. I am super more excited than yesterday, but it's moved in. And with that, the understanding, we've had updates today all day from the Company of Heaven. We are clearing the decks in the final moments, and whatever that means, Saint Germain told us, he's not going to tell us the hour or the day, but we're here. It's here, it's now, and we have a role. And our role right now is, as usual, just choosing love, kindness, choosing to relax instead of be stressed out, no matter what. So that's transmuting. That's taking the heavy-duty chaos energies that are flying around the planet right now and choosing the truth of who we are in the moment. That's it. And we are working hard, all of us, doing that. So know that it's what's going on. You're not alone. And thank you. And keep going. It's an important moment. Well, with that, I'll pass you for a howdy-do to Catherine.
Howdy-do. Yes. And thanks to our friend Jacques for suggesting that song, which will be forever linked in our minds with the RV. Rolling, rolling, rolling. So that was really fun. And I want to just underline what Christine just said. Being the truest, deepest, most, the fullest, most inspired you that you are. That's what we're all spreading our wings and doing that. And you can feel it happening. Even when you encounter people who really don't know about the RV, they still feel these rising energies. And when you smile at them and say, oh, yeah, I know, I'm feeling it too, people are really happy and relieved and go, oh, yeah, can you feel that? So here we are on this fabulous threshold, and boy, do we have a fun show. And some, well, if it were current events, you'd call it breaking news. But since we're going to talk about things historical and things cosmic and things universal and things RV as well, we're going to cover a lot of ground tonight. So I believe we're going to start with you, Meg. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a full day at the clinic today. I had some people coming in with long faces, and we left laughing. And one of my patients was the best. She goes, oh, it feels so good to laugh. She was all humdrum, and I heard all over, and my husband's a yuck, and this and that, and we just laughed. So I just, that's all I'm doing. I'm finding anything to laugh about. And that's what, you know, laughter is the best medicine always. So I'm kicking up my heels here and trying to do my best to be with all these sweet people and leave with a smile on our face. So that feels good. And I have a sweet letter that Catherine forwarded to me today from a friend, Edith. Is that okay if I read this, Catherine?
Oh, yes. Thank
really
you,
nice.
Edith.
I've worked with her. Yeah, thank you, Edith. We've been working together with some nutrition things over several months, and so I was really glad to hear her write Catherine about what she's feeling from these shows. So I wanted to say thank you, Edith. So hi, Catherine. I just finished listening to the archive from last night with Mother Earth. I'm getting strong feelings about the Chinese elders who are responsible for the RV, or play a big part. It strikes me that those of us here in human form, even at this point, still have to deal with the identities we have created over time. Somehow, it just doesn't feel like our bodies are quite caught up yet. I know personally that letting go of an identity can be tough, even the ones that don't serve me any longer. Sometimes, especially the ones that don't serve me any longer, haha. At any rate, I feel a connection to these people. I have compassion for the difficulty they may be having in letting go of any identities built around protecting humanity's wealth. That is something to fathom. Interesting.
in some ways, this is beyond my capacity to understand, and others not. I do love you all so very much and appreciate the work that you do to keep us connected. It's so important. I do feel that we are one, and I continue my work in my quiet way and look forward always to the archives. Thank you for your reassurances that we are together no matter when we listen. And here's to the new golden age, Edith. Thank you so much, Edith. So many things that she said in there that was great.
That's so interesting. There was another note, and I think it's from another Edith, which we'll read next time. So we're getting some very interesting things from people. So let's do you have the schedule for tonight, Meg? I know we pulled you in at the last minute here.
we have Michael that's lined up to do a nice storytelling.
Okay.
I can feel that.
Right.
And Michael wants to bring us a story of humanity, because you're the ones grounding not only the prosperity of abundance, but also the prosperity of knowledge, understanding, and truth. That sounds very interesting.
All right. Why don't you do the intro for Michael so he can come through?
Well, hello, Michael. We like to do a drum roll always because we know you like a nice fanfare. So welcome, Brother Michael.
Well done, Meg. Thank you. Thank you all. Aloha, Crusaders. How are you doing this evening? Never mind, I already know. You are great. Yes, here we are on the show. The big moment looms ever closer, but it hasn't happened yet. So this is a very, very special time, and we are making the most of it. I am your brother, Archangel Michael, and I am excited again to be here tonight. And what I'm bringing you is your story, our story, a little piece of the story of humanity. Why am I bringing that? Well, it's to answer the question, what's next after the release, after your release from debt slavery? What happens next? It's a reminder of what the point of all of this is. And yes, thank you, Meg. As you said, after prosperity in abundance of the freedom to no longer be yoked under lack and need and true want, not want for luxury's sake, want for survival's sake, to no longer be squeezed, yoked, punished. After prosperity in the form of the energy of money returns, well, then you are going to find yourselves in a very interesting position. Because what follows on the heels of that is the prosperity of knowledge, the prosperity of understanding, and the prosperity of truth. And you, in the position you have put yourselves in, as the ones to help push open the floodgate doors for the prosperity, you will first see the proof come cascading in the form of love. What was it called on a recent show? Love notes, signed by Mother and Father, God, that will look like currency, but that will cause your freedom. Once and for all, you will not only be the front row witness, but you will be the stewards. So you will be in an exceptional position to then help everyone with that first wave but much more importantly, what's to follow. Knowledge, understanding, and truth. And we'll be with you for all of it. Sooner than you think, we're going to be joining you. We will be bringing you support. We'll be helping you with the history. We're not going to go into details tonight, but I am going to tell you a story. And here we go. Let me start by saying recently, all of you have been in night class together. When you sleep,
Hi, Meg. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Hi.
Yep, we're getting good at this drop call back. We're experts
now. I'll be right back with the conference call, folks. Talk to you in a second.
Wonderful.
Started.
Okay, we're back.
Wonderful.
I'll hand you back to Christine and Michael.
We got up through, we're in night school together.
Oh, thank you, Meg. It's Christine. Interesting, isn't it, how every night at the same time? My, how predictable.
My.
Well, we're undaunted here, so Michael's right here.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, I am certainly right here. And isn't it interesting how something happens around this time each night? And yes, we are aware as well. Onward we go. So I was mentioning that all of you have been in night class together, and you've already been getting packages of light encoded information in your daily life as well. So some of the words I say to you will maybe spark something, like something that's close to the surface and you already that, why do I feel I know that? Or, that rings true. Or, I haven't thought of that ever, but I feel something there. That's because you've already been working with the material, both for yourself and to help humanity adjust to the coming times. Here we go. A long time ago, some beings came to Earth, and these beings did not operate from love. They did because they did not feel love. They were used to a world of fear and domination, control. They had a story of how the universe was. They weren't sure when they came to this universe, this galaxy, but they knew it was a long time ago, and their legends said they were the first to be here. So they felt this is theirs. And in such a society, without the love of God, the light of God, as the foundation, as the value, what happens in such a culture, in such a species, is everything around them was seen as a resource. Now, the opposite, of course, or the other main view, is that everything is its own life, its own autonomous self, able to make its own choices and grow and be an experience in its own way, unfettered by others. Learning, working, experiencing in different realities, but based on love, unity, care. So this species had none of those values, and so saw humanity as a resource, and in fact, a lower level resource, because to them, fear was all powerful, and love, because they could not feel it and did not know it was real, was seen as a pitiful weakness that is not even anything that is true or exists. So they began to manipulate and use the humans. They used humans for food, for fear, because for them, fear was actually food. In fact, it got really specific because, you see, there's something in a human that is impossible to duplicate, and that is the heart of God. It cannot be recreated. It can be shared, but it cannot be recreated. So what they experienced is in consuming energies from humans, consuming humans, they would actually get a kind of high, and they would even grow to be dependent on that because they could not get it from within themselves. But because of their beliefs and position and the way they lived, they could not begin to ask what it may be. They simply began to try to harvest it and consume it. They worked very diligently to bring humanity into a position of slavery. They remained very, very much in secret because truly, in a particular way, they feared humans. They knew that if humans united with this indestructible, impossible to reproduce quality, this love, this heart of God, that they would have no chance, that the unity of love, they could not win. They could not even battle. So there was a dark plan that they made. It had two parts. One is that they would, well, manipulate the DNA and genetics of these human beings. And then, once that was done, they would manipulate the human being's reality so that experiences, thoughts, feelings, frequencies, everything that makes up a reality would light up and play on this altered DNA. Well, you could look at it like this. Let's say, imagine as a good example, your DNA is like a giant switchboard. And normally, as a fully ascended human being, what you are in the process of reclaiming right now, all of your beautiful lit up switches on your DNA are all up. And the DNA is all functioning, and your genetics and your epigenetics are all working together in harmony for the glory of God. And that is how your every moment of existence is. You'll be there sooner than you can imagine. you'll be back there. Well, from that state, and again, just as an example, let's say somebody came in and turned off a whole bunch of those switches. And then instead, they plugged something else into them and turned them back on, but they kind of jacked the signal. Well, what did they use? Well, what would they use? Perhaps some of their own DNA to try to control, use, yet dominate the humans. So this is basically what happened. But it doesn't matter what switches get switched or what knobs get turned, because there is a truth about you. You are a child of God, made of love. And it does not matter what reality you are in, what dimension, what experience, what body, what shape. You are a child of God, made of love, emanating light. It is indestructible in you. It is the essence of you. It is the truth of you. It's like this. Imagine if you were a big truck and then someone came along and put motorcycle wheels on you. You wouldn't suddenly be a motorcycle. Or if they stuck a tree trunk to you, you wouldn't suddenly be a tree. Here's the thing. Since you were born of love as a soul, you have been unique, and you have been love itself. This understanding is vital to the coming days. This understanding allows you to be true to yourself. You are a hero who has transcended a very difficult dimension and experiences. You are not victims who need to rise up and fight or claim anything. You already have done that. You've already chosen the light. You've already reclaimed your identity. Now you are entering the days, the very moments where it all comes cascading true. You are already there. Bravo. We are so filled with tenderness and admiration for you. You are so brave and true, and you have done it. So it doesn't matter what pieces of your history now come forward, because you know who you are. And yes, humanity has been through a lot. You have been through a lot. We all have. But we are a family of light, capable of offering understanding, compassion, patience, allowance for people's feelings as things are revealed, yet at the same time, the steady, steady hand of love to remind them just who they are as they wake up through all of this as well. Now, I have a little bit of the story to continue. So you can imagine, and possibly many of you even recall, because so many of you are starseeds, that the councils would look at Earth, the councils of light from many, many higher dimensional planets, would look at Earth and say, well, we don't know what to do with Earth. They don't even seem to care for themselves. They don't care for each other. They don't care for the planet. that's a mark of a, well, quite a not very developed being. But they would discuss and discuss in the councils because, after all, these are human beings and they are souls. They are children of God, made of love. So finally, it was agreed across many councils after much time. What would needed to be done is it needed to be seen what humans on Earth would do if they were no longer interfered with, if they no longer had evil and darkness imposed upon them. Then what would these beings of light do? They must be given this chance. Well, you were. And you've done it. Today is your day. Today is our day. Look at you, shining brightly. You are so ready for all of this. We are going to laugh when you find out that this revaluation of currency was a showstopper. It was amazing, an outstanding experience. But really, it was just the beginning of one outrageous, spectacular miracle after another that you brought about. As the family of humanity rejoins together in all ways, you're really going to have a fun seat in the house because you already know truly who you are and what's up, no matter what you hear now. And you can reach out and love others through it. How's that for a J-O-B? Well, this is a special night to come and speak with you. I do adore you. Thank you for talking more to me, to us. Thank you for the jokes and the kindness. Thank you for loving us back. Thank you for loving me back. You have, as Sananda says, no idea how much that means. That's the proof of the story that I've shared with you. Well, Sananda's here. And first I'll hand the talking stick back to Meg. I love you dearly. I am your brother, Michael.
Aloha, Michael. Thank you. Thank you. We do love you. Thank you for loving us.
Oh, boy. That was a showstopper. That was amazing, Michael and Christine. Thank you.
What a good story.
A lot to chew on there. All right, so we're going to spend a little time thinking this through and digesting it a bit. And don't you love the way Michael tells a story? It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear from Sananda. So I think I'll let you do the intro, Meg, and I'll move it aside and let Sananda come in.
Well, it wouldn't be a show without Sananda, as always. Welcome, dear brother, Sananda.
Oh, thank you, Meg, and thank you, Brother Michael. What an act to follow. Of course, we just truly enjoy listening as each of us take our turns to speak with all of you, our dearly beloved brothers and sisters. Now, we are deeply aware that what Archangel Michael has told you tonight could very well be rather shocking and maybe a little hard to think about in terms of your own personal story. It might sound rather strange and unbelievable, but see us right here with you. And I'm going to just remind you to calmly and respectfully and quietly, with great love for your own creation, your own bodies, your own souls, and especially for your own courage and daring to come here at this time and truly appreciate what this means right now. We've told you you're courageous. We've told you that you're doing something amazing and wonderful here. But we haven't told you the details. We haven't really shown you how much we admire you. And especially for what Michael described, your ability to reach deeply within and be the glorious being that you were made to be and that you are in your essence. I love the image of a big truck with motorcycle wheels. Really, that's the way you have approached it. Those of you on this call have transcended difficulties, have often struggled against those impulses or those inclinations in yourself that Michael described having been placed there. We'll get to the details of how that happened and why and the whole story, of course. You'll learn it all. But in the meantime, this is enough to see how you have really overcome all obstacles to reach deeply within yourself and be that God self that you really are. And you who have already accomplished so much, you know, we've told you through all these months of deep diving and looking deeply inside and connecting with Tara and connecting with Mother and Father and anchoring yourself and steadying yourself, you have already declared yourself free. You have already created the being that you are, in spite of some impediments that could have gotten in your way. They didn't. You didn't allow it. You weren't working with a bit of a handicap. And like fabulous golfers, they simply work to make their score better. They don't say, oh, I have a handicap, I'm giving up. No, they take it to the next level. And this is what you have all struggled against. It's beyond courage. It's beyond even knowing, except in your own hearts. And all of you were born knowing in your own heart that you are a child of God. So, how you were born, if you were born black, white, yellow, or green, it wouldn't matter what you look like. It wouldn't matter what your experiences are, even, in this lifetime and others. They're experiences. They don't define you. So this story about your history is about an experience that humanity has moved through. And it didn't change your essence. It didn't change the fact that you're made of love. So here we go. A big breath. And just remember, always anchor. Anchor yourself deeply with Mother Earth. Anchor yourself with Mother and Father God. And we embrace you all with our love, our trust. Oh, yes, we trust you. This is why you're here, you know. You are the emissaries of heaven. You are the representatives of God's love, God's light, and God's will. You came here to experience this Olympic event. And you have all won gold medals. From our point of view, everybody gets a gold medal because you persevered, because you kept improving yourselves. You kept sometimes at great risk, sometimes with great difficulty, kept trying to improve your world. And oh my, when the prosperity funds are released, you are going to all be like you've been shot from a cannon. We know what you intend to do. We know how excited you are. We know how you're going to express what you truly are, God's love. We love you and we trust you. Above all, we trust you. And we have never been disappointed. Oh, I know, sometimes you beat yourself up because you trip, or you get off balance sometimes, or you do things you wish you hadn't done. Well, there's nobody on the face of Earth who hasn't felt that and hasn't done those things. But that's not the important part. The important part is that you keep on loving. You keep lifting yourself up. And when you do that, you lift everyone around you, including us. Yes, it's thrilling to us to see you forge through this. And we know how difficult these past weeks and months have been. We do. But you who are here on the front lines, the front wave, have persevered, have not faltered. And this is why you are entrusted to be the ones who will simply guide the way, carry the banner, keep the party rolling. Well, speaking of rolling, we were having fun with that song. We like to clap and stomp along because that's what it is. That's what it looks like from here. We see you rolling, rolling, rolling. And there can be no obstacle that could stop you now, that could stop all of us, or that could stop God's will, because these events have been prophesied. This release from slavery, this release from the bondage that began so long ago. Now, you've heard about some of the elements of it. You'll hear about more of how those restraints were placed on you, and even sometimes how you agreed to it. But those, by the time you hear all the details of this story, it's going to seem like ancient history to you, because you are flying right through into a new level of experience entirely. filled with joy, not just understanding and truth, but happiness, joy, exuberance, laughter, and great fun. You can feel the clouds lifting, can't you? And the breeze blowing all that old, dark, residue away. You are the shining lights that you were made to be. And we see you. You know, there were years there where all of you were sitting in a lotus position trying to meditate or concentrating really hard to try and hold on to your heart and not get anxious when things went badly, and you practiced and you practiced and you kept reminding yourself to keep going, and you started listening to a lot of these wonderful channelings, and you started really saying to yourselves, wow, this could really be it. This could be real. And look where you are this week. We had all these calls from people who are telling us jokes. What fun that is. It's as if the whole world is coming alive and all at once. Everyone at their best. It's thrilling. It's just thrilling for us too. So I send you my blessings. And of course, the whole company of heaven is here beaming on you. Mother and Father beaming down on all of us. And here's the big question now. What is humanity going to do when they're really free? And you are poised to bring all of that into expression, into reality, into life. I love you with all my heart. If there was such a thing for us, we would all say, we're so proud of you. It's a kind of special love that we feel when we look on you and see how glorious your success is, how deep your love, and how big your hearts. I love you. I am your Sananda. Namaste, all. Now I give the talking stick back to Meg and let her introduce Christine.
Aloha, Sananda.
Here you go.
Thank you, Sananda. Wow, that really felt good.
Yep.
You trust us. Oh, boy, that went in every cell. Thank you. I didn't even know I needed to hear that till you said it. Thank you. Welcome, Christine.
Hey, Meg.
Hey, girl.
Yes, I have such an amazing closing for us. It's just a portion of today's sit rep, today's situation report, which is entitled Birth Announcement. I want to take a moment to continue to thank Dinar Chronicles for just so graciously hosting everyone in the Dinarland community who wants to express themselves during this time. It's really been a special function of service that's been held so steady. So our big love to Dinar Chronicles, where I got this posting, birth announcement. Thursday, August 18th, 2016, sit rep. Kipona Aloha, currency stewards. Yes, the RV is here, but everyone needs to remain calm. Yes, we are there, but the 800 numbers have not yet been given out to Intel providers or websites at the time of this sit-rep. So chill. With that said, yes, the RV is really happening. Yes, the RV really is here. Yes, the RV, the off-site redemption centers, and 800 number releases are preparing to roll out in real time now. Like, right now, now. But just as it takes the gas and brake to drive the car, neutral is sometimes the best gear. So practice being neutral in these final hours, as you'll be much happier moving through this experience. Promise. Just be still and allow the truth of your epic journey to arrive with ease and wash over every pore of your belief system. As brothers and sisters of the light, we have successfully made it to our destination. Today is the conclusion of all we have prayed for, as well as the starting line for the new lives we have all aspired to live. Today, things get real. Today, we break through. Today, we cross a threshold of possibility. Today, we consciously ascend. So, acknowledge yourself for climbing through all the lies, all the deceptions, all the illusions, and acknowledge yourself for enduring all the physical, financial, and emotional suffering, indignities, and shame. Because what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, and we are strong like bull. For on this day, August 18th, 2016, 8, it is well known across the universes that humanity stood tall against galactic evils and did not flinch. We held our righteous ground with cement shoes of faith and demonstrated divine dignity by holding on to absolute truth with an undaunted gaze. We have won the war. We have rebuked the rebellion. We have begun our final ascension as a species and planet by grace and glory of God. For on this weekend, we experience our soul's redemption. And we participate proudly in this event, known galactically as humanity's sovereign redemption. The situation report goes on from there. And it's all beautiful, but that's a good place to stop for us tonight. How amazing is that? Thank you, Yosef. We join you, brother. We are right in step with you. Thank you for courageously continuing to bring us the real intel. We have our own independent verification, both from on the planet and above, that it is also true. And we stand strong by your side. How's that, everybody?
Oh, yay!
Kind of sounds like they've all been talking to each other, doesn't it? Well, it is about unity.
Oh, that was just wonderful and so eloquent. Meg, I love to always hear what you have to say. If you want to.
Oh, goodness. It just feels so good. Like Christine said earlier, it just feels in the bone good.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I see, anytime I look around in my day and I see anybody with a, like Michael says, squished or pinched or any hardship, I just feel differently for them. In my heart I say, oh, just you, it is here. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it just helps me hold that and correct whatever thing people are going through that may not know what's coming. And, oh, it feels so good to know in my bones that we're here and that relief is here. And and the smiles are just going to be on everybody's face, and it just, the shoulders will roll back and relax, and the arms will spread out, and it'll just be so good to see that on people's faces. And what will they do? What will people do when they're really experience the freedom? How exciting a thought is that? People we've known all our lives who have lived a certain way and experienced life a certain way, we're not even going to know them. We're going to have to erase the board and clean the plate. And
it's
going to be great.
I felt so deeply as Sananda was talking that he really just wanted to get across to everyone, don't worry, we're there, you've done it, it's all good. I just felt it so deeply, the calm and the peace and the joyful feeling about everything is looking good. So let's play it again. And we will have a call again tomorrow night if it's appropriate. We'll let you all know. So here we go. So long, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We love you.